The Megillah of Eicha, which is read on Tisha B'Av, Chazal tell us it's a Megillah of Kinos, and it was said by Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and as a matter of fact, it was written by Yirmiyahu HaNavi. The Gemara comments of Bava Basra and Daf Tzvav and Aleph, Yirmiyahu Kasav Sifro V'Sefer Melachim B'Kinos. And here the Targum Yonason as well, on the spot, points out that Yirmiyahu was the one who said this particular Megillah. We have in the Pasuk of Dibre Ayomim, Perek Beis. So there, Beis, the second part of Dibre Ayomim. So there you have in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chafei, you have the following Pasuk. So once again, Dibre Ayomim Beis, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chafei. But the Navi says, Vayikonen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu. Here, Yirmiyahu HaNavi said a kina over Yoshiyahu, over his death. Vayomu kol asharim v'asharos, and all the singers, they mention b'kinoseim al Yoshiyahu ad hayom. They mention Yoshiyahu in their lamentations till this day. Vayitnum l'chok al Yisrael. And they made this practice to say a dirge, a very strong minog in Yisrael, v'inam ksuvim al hakinos, and they are recorded, in effect, they're inscribed in the kinos. See here, as I mentioned, we have a reference to the Megillah of Eicha. As we know, the fourth perek of Megillah's Eicha is the kina that was said by Yirmiyahu over Yoshiyahu HaMelech, over his death. That was a terrible tragedy. And the kina that was said over that is found in Perek Dalid. And that's what Chazal pointed out, the Gemara Ma'ikot and Daf Chavov. It's also mentioned in the Medrash of Eicha Rabba. They note that Eicha Yuam Zohav, in the beginning of the fourth Perek of Megillas Eicha, that's what one actually reads. Eicha Yuam Zov, Yishna Kesem Matov, Tishtapech Navde Kodesh, Berosh Kol Chutzos. It speaks about the gold was dimmed, and we're talking about the people Yerushalayim, and this is, as I said, the kina that was said by Yirmiyahu over the death of the king Yoshiyahu. And in effect, we also have in Sefer Yirmiyahu itself, we have a reference in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Lamed Beis. There, we mention the following. And if you look at the psukim there for a moment, you'll see what I'm referring to. In Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Lamed Beis. For Yirmiyahu, the pasuk says, Lokach Megillah Acheres, Vayidno Baruch Ben Yirmiyahu, Hasofer, vayichtov alav mipi Yirmiyahu es kol divrei haseva shesarav Yehoyakim melech Yehuda ba'esh, v'oi noisav aleihem dvarim rabim kohema. So as a result, we have the way the Rishonim actually on the spot refer in this pasuk. For example, if you take a look in Rashi, there in Perek Lamed Vav, pasuk Lamed Beis, Yirmiyahu takes another Megillah and gives it to Baruch ben Neriah Sofer, and they write over Kol Divrei Haseva Shesarav Yehoyakim Melech Yehuda Ba'esh Va'ei Noisav Aleihem. There was added Dvarim Rabim Kohema. So Rashi says, Mitchila Yu Shalosh Alfin Basin, Eicha Yashva, Eicha Yoiv, Eicha Yuam. His first, there were actually three prokim, if you will, that began with Aleph Beis, that are based on the Aleph Beis. Eicha Yashva Badod Ha'ir Abasiyam. That's of course Perek Aleph in the Megillah of Eicha. And then Rashi says, we have, besides that, we have Eicha Yoiv. That's the Lashon, which is Perek Beis. Eicha Yoiv Ba'apu Hashem is Bas Zion. Hishlich M'shamayim Eres Teferes Yisrael. V'lo Zachar Adon Ba'agla B'yom Ma'apo. And number three, we have Eicha Yuam Zohob. Yishna Kesem Atov. This is Perek Dalid that relates specifically to the death of Yoshua HaMelech, and then Rashi says that there was an additional Aleph Beis that was added, and that is, of course, Paragimel. Ani Ageber Shekolos Mishuleshes Bo. There we have, of course, a different arrangement. It's not just the Aleph Beis, namely Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, as we find in the other program that we just mentioned, but here we have three times, three Alephs, three Beis, three Gimels, v'chulu v'chulu. So here again, you have another reference to the idea of Megillas Eicha. And of course, the Minhag Yisrael is that we read Megillas Eicha. It's read actually on the night of Tisha B'Av. Some actually even read it in the course of the day, as found in Masechet Sofrim. The Minhag Agro is to read it actually from a klaf and to make a bracha on Mikra Megillah. And Megillas Eicha is one of those items that one is permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says in Bani Katan, and that's how we pass on the halacha, that on Tisha B'Av one is only permitted to learn Dvarim Harayim. One is only permitted to learn things that are of a nature that are called Dvarim Harayim. And this is one of the Dvarim Harayim, of course, describing the Churban HaMikdash and that which happened. And certainly Tisha B'Av, where we are in effect lamenting, we are actually involved in dirges over the Churban HaMikdash. And of course, the ultimate Nechama, if you will, which is also found at the end of the Megillah, namely, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha Ben Hashuva Chadei Shameinu Kikenem. So in effect, the Megillah contains five prokim that are really five kinos, and these five kinos, Yirmiyahu said, five dirges, if you will, over the Churban, of the goals of Klal Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael. The first kino, which is Perek Aleph, basically describes the loneliness of Yerushalayim Yir HaMikdash, and compares it to a woman who is Mekonin Al-Baila, who left her. That's how we begin the Psukim, Veicha Yashar Vadad, Ha'ir Abasiyam, Ha'isa Kalmana, Babasi Vagoyim, Sarasi Vamdinos, Ha'isa Lamas, Bacha Sivke Balayla, Bidimasa Alechya, Einla Menachim Kolo Avea, she has no one to comfort her, to console her, Kol Reya Bogduba, all her friends betrayed her, Ha'yu Lali Oivim. And there again, we speak about the Golus of Klal Yisrael as well. That's primarily in Perek Aleph. In Perek Beis of the Megillah, here we have a focus on the anger that Hashem actually, the wrath that He poured on Yerushalayim, on Klal Yisrael, the fact that we abandoned the Torah of Hashem Yisbarach, and that anger is very clear in terms of what happened to the Makom HaMikdash. That's in the second parak, a number of other tragedies I mentioned there as well. And the third parak also, in a similar fashion, describes actually his own personal feelings and the sevel that Yirmiyahu went through in the Churban HaBayis. And in effect, the only way to ultimately, shall we say, be misaken, as the Navi writes in Parak Gimel, we have to be misvadev, we have to do tshuva, we have to be mispalel. And Hashem Yisbarach somehow has placed a machsom, a kind of barrier where atfilos are not accepted. As the Navi indicates there in Paragimel, Sakosu v'ava tirdufeinu harakta v'lochamolta, Sakosu v'an anloch mi'avor tefillah, and we become, Rachmanu Litzlan, Schiyu ma'os tesimenu b'kerev ha'amim, we become, in effect, we're treated by the nations of the world as drivel, we're treated in a very terrible, terrible kind of way, and that's Paragimel of the Megillah. And again, in Paragal Dalet also, as we mentioned a few moments ago, that we speak about those Sonim of Tzion, and we speak about, in effect, those people who pursue Klal Yisrael, and they're going to be punished, and of course the ultimate interest is to come to the ultimate Yeshua, that's mentioned towards the end of the Perek Dalet, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, Nilka B'Shchisosa, Masha Amarna, B'Tzilo Nichil V'Agoyim, and we hope that ultimately, somehow, we'll find some expiation for Tam Avonich Bas Zion Lo Yosef LaAglosech. We won't be exiled any further. Pocket Avonich Bas Edom Gila Al Chatosayich. And then the last parak, where Zchor Hashem Mayalonu Habitas Ve'Escher Baseinu, Hashem should remember our sevel, Acherpa, that which the Goyim Tiddas, and of course the end, as we mentioned a moment ago, that Atah Hashem, the Olam Teshe, Kisach L'Dor V'Dor, Lama L'Netzach Tishkochenu, Tazvinu L'Orach Yomim, Hashiveinu Hashem Elachem Elashuva, Chadei Shomeinu Kikedem. So that is the overall, shall we say, description of the Megillah. And what we would like to examine in the course of this year is a fascinating machlokes that we find in the beginning of the Medrash Eicha Rabbah on the first pasuk. The first pasuk that mentions in the Megillah, it says Eicha Yosha Badad Ha'ir Abasiyam, describes the solitude of the city. The city is lonely. Ha'isaka Almona Rabasi Vagoyim, a city that was populated. Sarasi Bamdinos, and now the city, of course, is Haisa Lamas, a city that obviously has, in effect, terribly become devastated and lowered. So the Medrash has a very fascinating machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. The Medrash says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Lashon Eicha, Lashon Teichacha, that the language of Eicha, Eicha Yashav Adad, is a language of Teichacha, a language of rebuke, of chastising. And the Medrash refers to a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, a pasuk actually with the Navi in Parakhes, Pasukhes. The Navi says, Eicha tomu chachamim anachnu b'toras Hashem itonu. And therefore, from that context, one could derive the impression that Eicha is a lashon of Teichacha, a lashon of rebuke, of chastising. That's one opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Ein Lashon Eicha L'Kina. Rabbi Nechemya says, no, the Lashon Eicha is the Lashon of Kina, and it refers to Pasuk in Bereishis, a famous Pasuk in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes, where Hashem Yisbarach addresses Adam HaRishon. Vayikra Hashem Elokim La'odam, Vayim Elo Ayeka. The language of Ayeka, Ayeka Lashon Eicha, and therefore, that's a Lashon of Kina. That's a Lashon of lamentation, a kind of dirge. So that's one machlokes over the nature of the word. Is the Lashon Eicha Lashon Teichacha, or is Lashon Eicha a Lashon of Kina? That's one machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda here and Rabbi Nechemya. However, there's a second machlokes that the Medrash has. The second machlokes, of course, relates to when was the Megillah of Kinos said? When exactly was Eicha said? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bimei Yehoyakim Nemra. Rabbi Yehuda says it was said during the days of Yehoyakim. Rabbi Yehuda's position, of course, we said a moment ago, that he understood Lashon Eicha to be Lashon Teichacha. And he claims it was said during the days of Yehoyakim. Omalei Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Nechemya said to him, "V'chibochen al ameis ad shelo yamus." Do we cry over a dead person before the person dies? So he contends, no. When actually was it said? It was said after the Churban HaBayis. It was said after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the proof is the pasuk. It says, "Eicha Yashua Badad, Ha'ir Abasiyam," a city that was once populated, heavily populated, Ha'isa Kalmana, Abasi Bagoyim, Sarasi Bamdino, Ha'isa Lamas. The city no longer, shall we say, has the kind of royal, aristocratic, shall we say, flavor that it had, because now it's Rachman Litzlan, it's been devastated. So it seems that in these two machloksim that the Medrash has, is Eicha Alashin HaTechacha, which is the position of Rabbi Yehuda, or is it the other position of Rabbi Nechemya, Alashin of Kina? And the second machlokes that they have, whether it was said Bimei Yehoyakim, or whether it was said Achruma Abayis, they seem to be very much Lashitasam. They're both more or less in sync with each other. Namely, Rabbi Yehuda says that it was said Bimei Yehoyakim, and that's the reference that we mentioned a moment ago in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Vav, to the Megillah that Yehoyakim burnt Ala Esh, Asher Ala Ach, what Rashi quotes at the beginning of Eicha. But the Gemara mentions the Ma'ikot and the Daf Chavav, but the Medrash Rabba mentions here as well, the beginning of Eicha. So that would seem to be his particular position. Namely, he says it was said during the days of Yehoyakim. Obviously, he understands this as referring to Lashon Teichacha, Namely, Klal Yisrael is being chastised, and the idea is that hopefully we won't come to the Churban HaMikdash. However, the second opinion, that Rav Nechemya, he's of the opinion that Eichas Lashon Kina. We're talking about after the Churban HaBayis, and that's why he understands that as he asks Rabbi Yehuda, V'chibokun alames, Atshalo Yomos, the Abbechi, before a person dies, Ela, Eimasai Nemar, Acha Churban HaBayis. Clearly, this was said after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. So the question that is raised here in the Medrash is certainly a very valid kind of question. Why would Yirmiyahu say a kina on the Churban and the Golos if the Beis HaMikdash is not yet destroyed? That was the question, of course, that was raised in the Medrash that Rav Nechemya asks Rabbi Yehuda. And if the Bayis was not burned till Golos Sukiyo, as the Pasuk describes Yirmiyahu in Perek Nun Beis, and that was 18 years later, the way the Gemara says in Megillah, and we were still sitting in Eretz Yisrael. So again, you have to come to the Maskana that they're both Lashitasa. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Eicha is clearly Lashim Teichacha. And as Klal Yisrael, I'd be given Teichacha, the idea is that we should do tshuva from our avonos. We should, in effect, refrain from sin, as we find throughout the Sefer Yirmiyahu. Sefer Yirmiyahu is Molei Teichacha. It's full of Teichachas that Klal Yisrael were given. And therefore, this Teichacha takes place during the days of Yehoyakim, 18 years before the Churban HaMikdash. And of course, the idea of the Teichacha is to try to bring Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Obviously, Rav Nechemya disagrees with this position, and he's of the opinion that Eicha is Lashon Kina, as he writes, V'chibochen al ha-mes ad shelo yomus. Do you cry for a mess before the mess dies? And therefore, clearly, the language of Kina is only operative and only relevant if we're talking about a situation that already occurred. Namely, the Churban HaBayis already took place, and therefore Eicha is said, La'achar Churban HaBayis. With reference to the Megillah that's mentioned in that was burnt by Yehoyakim, Malo'esh, Asher Ala'ach, that was a different Sefer. And this already is indicated by the Ibn Ezra in his Akdama to Megillah Seicha. Somehow, the second opinion has to assume that. Has to assume that Megillah that was burnt refers to another Megillah, and that's what the Ibn Ezra indicates very clearly. He points out here, Ve'inena Megillah nesrefes al yad Yehoyakim, that it can't be the Megillah that's mentioned in Yirmiyahu Paraklam Mitzvah, Pasuk of Gimel. We're not referring to that Megillah, we're referring to another Megillah. And so here we have a very fundamental machlokes between two stalwarts, two Tanoim, Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechemya, whether Eicha in the Megillah refers to Lashon Teichacha, or Eicha in the Megillah refers to Lashon Kina. And as we said, this Machlokes also seems to be Lishitasam regarding the second Machlokes, namely, when exactly are we talking about? Are we talking about after the Churban HaMikdash? Are we talking about Dibur Teichacha that was said before the Churban HaMikdash? Very fundamental, basic Machlokes between the two positions here of Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemya. There are a number of questions that are asked. As a matter of fact, one of the Mefarshim and the Medrash asks on Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya is the one who contends that Eicha is Lashon Kina. So we're talking about after the Churban HaMikdash. He asks a question from Yerushalmi in Masechet Ma'akotin in Perek Elam Megalchin that Hashem Yisbarach sat ba'avelus al olamo zayin yomim kodem shevi ha-mabul. Before the Mabul, before the flood actually went and inundated the entire world, Hashem Yisbarach sat ba'avelus even prior to the Mabul. So the question, of course, that on the Chem Yisav Yehuda can also be asked over there, namely, v'chi misavim alamez kodem shiyomus. Do you actually sit ba'avelus on a dead person before the person dies? And the answer that the Yerushalmi says that basav adam sheni yodea ma'as liyos ein echanami, a human being who does not know what's going to be, he doesn't have the koach hanevuah, so of course he's not misabel till chas v'shalom, till the person dies. Then he said shiva, then he has shloshim, then he has yud beis chodesh, then he has a concept of avelus. Aba kadosh baruch hu sheyodea ma'as liyos, but Hashem who knows what's going to be, so he can be misabel al olamo even before the actual demise occurs. And therefore, in order to defend the position out of Rabbi Yehuda that he says Eicha is Lashon Tochacha. So here again, we have to assume something of a similar nature, that the Megillah of Kinos is of course said b'nevuah by Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's the one who is saying Eicha. And in effect, this of course is a kina over what's going to be, just as we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting by Avelus, shall we say, on the Mabul before it occurred, so too, the position of Rabbi Yehuda, Eicha Lashon Tochacha, they're being Tochacha, so hopefully it will not happen, so the entire event will not occur, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going to be. Or one could say actually that in terms of the kina here, that the kina is being set, of course, on Klal Yisrael itself. Because the nevuah of the Navi is going to be a churban, and even though v'chibachon al ames hashal yamos, it all comes via Hashem Yisbarach, via HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we can have such a concept. Whatever the case is, we have a fundamental machlokes over here between two Amoraim and between two Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chemya, and clearly this machlokes is very, very fundamental and very basic, and also the shitasam regarding exactly when the event occurred. Now, I want to point out something which is also, I believe, very fundamental and very basic. When one looks carefully at the Megillah, when one examines Megillas Eicha, and when one tries to more or less get a hold of the problem, even though I summarized it a few moments ago, but we have actually a number of distinctions, of course, between the prakim. We mentioned already we have three prakim that have the Aleph Beis, and we have one parak that has in it Aleph Beis, which is Meshulash. But just a bit more carefully, if one looks, for example, at prakim Beis and prakim Dalit. So here, there's a fundamental distinction between these two prakim, and it requires just a bit of examination, which we'll look at right now. What exactly is the focus of these two prakim? One can see there are two different foci. The two prakim actually are mechuvan to two different topics, two different themes. In the beginning of Perek Beis, the Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, Eicha Yaiv Ba'apo Hashem es Bas Tzion. Hashem has somehow clouded Bas Tzion. Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael. He cast down the glory of Klal Yisrael. He didn't remember his footstool, so to speak. Footstool, of course, refers to the Beis HaMikdash, as Rashi points out. On the day of his wrath, Hashem destroyed the dwellings of Yaakov. Means Hashem in his anger, he raised the fortresses of Bas Yehuda. He profaned the kingdom, its leaders, and just if you look carefully, you'll notice in the language of this perek, clearly the focus is on the Makom HaMikdash, on the Beis HaMikdash itself, and this is clearly the thrust of the entire perek Beis. Here we point out God Abachariyaf, Kol Keren Yisrael. The Keren Yisrael as well was cut down. Hey Shivach Yemino Bnei Oyev. And we continue in Pasuk Dalet, Darach Kashto Ka'oyev, Nitzav Yemino Kitzor, Vayaru Kol Machman Yoyin, Ba'oel Bas Tzion, in the tent of Bas Tzion, Shavach Ka'esh Hamaso. Hoya Hashem Pasukei, Hoya Hashem Ka'oyev, Bila Yisrael, Bila Kol Armino Seho, he consumed her fortresses, Shiches Mitzorov, her citadels, Kagan Suko. Again, we know that Harachman Yokim Lanu was Sukas Dovad Anopholes, even though here it's spelled with the sin in the Samach undergone metathesis. The Sukas Dovad, of course, refers to the Makom HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash. What did Hashem do? Vayachmos Kagan Suko. He rejected, he basically, he stripped his Sukkah like a garden. Shiches Moado, he destroyed Moed. Of course, the Makom HaMikdash is in Makom Havad, a place where Klal Yisrael gather. It's a Makom HaMizvados, the way the Torah describes the Mishkan, V'noadu Shama Bnei Yisrael, V'nidash Bechveide, it's a place where we are Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, through the Hizvados of Klal Yisrael. Shikach Hashem b'tzion moed b'shabbos v'yinat b'zama po melech v'koyim. Pasuk Zayin continues. Zonach Hashem mizbecho. He rejected his mizbeach. Nier migdosho. He abolished the migdosh. Hiskir b'yad oyev chomel saman oseo. He handed over to the enemy the walls of Asinadel's kol nosnum b'veis Hashem ki yon meyein. Choshav Hashem pasuk ches. Choshav Hashem l'hashchiz chomas b'tzion. He wanted to destroy the wall, the b'tzion. Notakov, Laishu Yodam in Balea, Fayavel Chel the Chaima, Yachdov, Lolu, the rampart and the wall, together they languished. Tovu Barat Shiareo, the Sharim sunk into the earth, Ibad Vishiba Brichel, Malka Vesareo Bagoyim in Tera, Gamdi Vieo, Lomatsu Chazol Me Hashem. Bechulu Bechulu. So one, when one examines Perek Beis, one sees the focus is clearly the Migdosh, which is described in many different ways, Bas Tzion, Tiferes Yisrael, Hadom Raglov, Nois Yaakov, Oyel Bas Tzion, Sukko. We have many references to Mizbeach, to Melech V'Kohen. Here the focus clearly is on the Makom HaMikdash itself. When one examines Perek Dalet, one sees that there the moked, if you will, becomes much more of a human nature. Here the dagish is on the human sevel, not so much on the migdash, not so much on the fact that Klal Yisrael lost its splendor, its glory, the makom ha-migdash. But here let's read the psukim also, and we'll see the focus is on, shall we say, Am Yisrael, Am Hashem, Shenafu Becharev. The fact that Klal Yisrael took a tremendous hit. Klal Yisrael was devastated. Klal Yisrael, in effect, underwent a terrible, terrible denouement. And look at the psukim in Perek Dalet. The psukim tell us, Eicha yuam zohav yishnei akesem atov, tishtapechna abni kodesh b'rosh kol chutzos, b'nei tzion hayikarem. It speaks about the precious children of Tzion, hamisu loyim bapoz, they're capable to find gold, eicha nechshevu l'nivlei cheres, they're now treated like earthen jugs, Masi de Yotzer. And the psukim continue and speak about what had happened to Klal Yisrael. Bas Ami li Achzor Kayein Mamidbar, Pasuk Dalet, Davak Lashon Yonik, El Chiko Batsama, Olalim Shalu Lechem. The young children are pleading for bread. Porei Sein Lehem, no one can give it to them. Ho'ochlim lema danim, those who used to somehow feast extravagantly. Noshamu b'chutzos, they're now desolate in the streets. Ho'emunim alei tola, those who were brought up in very fancy clothing. Chibku ashpatot, they're now embracing garbage heaps. Vayigdal avon basamim v'chatas dom, ha'afuchol kamo roga, v'lo choluv al yodoyim. And then we have a description further of their appearance. That's found in Pasuk Ches, Choshach Mishchor Tarom. The appearance became blacker than soot. Lo Nikru Bachutzos, you can't recognize them. Tzafad Orom Alatzmom, their skin shriveled on their bones. Yavei Shayokaitz, Pasuk Tes, Tovim Hayuchal Lecherev, Mechal Lerov, Shem Yozuvu Medu Karim, Mitnuvot Sadoi. And Pasuk Yud, Yedei Noshim Achmaniot, Bishlu Yaldehen, Hoyu Levaros Lomo, Besheber, Bas Ami. So here we see the focus is very much in contrast to Perek Beis. There the focus was on the Makom HaMikdash. Here the focus is clearly on the human suffering, the human travail. Again, look at the language. B'nei Tzion HaYikorim, Ololim, Chiku Ashbasos, Chalei Cherev, Chalei Rov. We have a completely and totally different focus that's found over here in this particular Perek and Perek Dalet as opposed to Perek Beis. Now, Perek Beis and Dalet very much are really in contrast, one with the other, and the contrast is a very striking one, and the contrast, of course, is one that has to be examined in a very careful kind of way. Perek Gimel, as we mentioned earlier, is really a very personal one, where the Navi says, Ani Agever Ro'ani V'Shevet Evrasel. And to a large extent, Perek Gimel deals with the old problem that the Gemara mentions, and that is, of course, the issue of Tzadik V'Ra'lo, Rasha V'Tovlo, and what happened to Klal Yisrael. And as we can see, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi, as Rashi points out, is lamenting that of all the Nevi'im who predicted the Churban HaMikdash, he's the one who actually saw it. And here we have a very personal and very moving, heartfelt description of that which happened. And just read some of the psukim here. Aniyah Geveron, Yibeshevet Abrasso, he's the one who saw the Shevet of the anger of Hashem Yisbarach, Osi Nohag, Vayolach Choshech V'Lo'or, Ach B'yashuv Yafoch Yado Kol Hayom. And look what Hashem Yisbarach has done. Beloved, sorry, V'ori, my flesh, my skin, somehow is worn. Shibarats, most of my bones are broken. Bono alai vayakaf, roshu slo. I'm encircled with bitterness. Bimachashakim ushivani, kemesei olam. He put me in darkness. Godar ba'adi v'lo itseich bin nechoshti. Gam ki ezak v'ashaveya. Sosam tfilosi. Again on Tisha B'av, tfilos are not heard. Almost as if the Ribbono Shalom Hashem Yisbarach has placed the machsom and bechizus shabbos lo beinenu lebein avinu shebashamayim. God I drochai because this nisi vosai iva dovo rev huli arib mistarim. Psukim vid alf yud beis drochai sorer vayif hashcheini somani shomeim. Hashem has in effect put thorns in front of my path. I am shomeim, I'm desolate. I become a target for arrows. Darach kashto vayatziveni kamatu alachay tevi bichul yosef ben ashpaso hayisis schok lechalamin neginasim kol yom. Of course, the fact that Klal Yisrael are in such a state and the chil Hashem gadol mizeh. That's the greatest chil Hashem is when Klal Yisrael are in effect mechulal, because when the nation of Hashem Yisbarach is mechulal, the chas v'shalom that itself is a great chil Hashem for Ribbono Shalom. Hizbani bamrorim hirvani lano. And the Rami continues, but essentially, what we have here in Paragimel is the personal description of the tragedy that the Navi feels. You look again a bit later in the Psukim, the Navi indicates, Pasuk Chaval of Zosa Shivali Bial Kein Ochil, Chazdi Hashem Kilo Somnu Kilo Chalu Rachamav, Chadashim Lam Karim Babam Nasecha, Chelki Hashem Amanashi Al Kein Ochil. Here we have a sense that even though the Navi is in travail, but at the same time there's a sense of tikva. Notice the language that occurs many, many times here. The language of ochil, first in Pasuk Yudzayin, or rather Yudches, tochalti me Hashem, and a bit later, chavalef, zol sashiv alibi alkein ochil, and then a bit later again, in Pasuk Chavdalid, Chalki Hashem Amanafshi, Alkein Ochilo, Pasuk Chavvav, Tov Yachil B'dumam, L'tshuat Hashem. Again, the Navi, of course, is giving hope for the salvation of Hashem Yisbarach. Kilo Yiznach L'Olam Hashem. And the Navi continues and indicates the obligation to do tshuva, Inach Pesach, Do'acheinu Inach Kreyo, V'noshuva Hashem, as we mentioned already earlier. So that's Paragimel. Let's just perhaps one comment on Parakei. Parakei is a very fascinating parak, which seems to be even somewhat, if you will, michutz l'tchum. It's sort of different than the other parakim that I mentioned in Megillah Seicha. All of them have the aleph beis, gimel, and dalet. We said one parak, three parakim have just the plain aleph beis. One parak has aleph beis mishulosh, and here we have a parak that is very different than the first four prokin. The first four prokin describe the experiences of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who lived the Churban and the Sevel, and it's described very well in Guf Rishon, the first person. And now Yirmiyahu actually takes us ahead many, many years, and more or less describes the Chavaya of his door through the Beis HaMikdash. Zuchor Hashem Eho Yolonu is a historical kind of remembrance that Yirmiyahu HaNavi has. And the spokesman is no longer really Yirmiyahu HaKohen, but Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And he writes, Habita Reyes Chai Praseinu, look at our disgrace, Nachlaseinu Nevcha Lezorim, Batelun Nachrim, Yisom Mayinu, they Navi Moseinu Ki Almanos, our mothers are like widows, our fathers have become, or we become like orphans. And we basically, nothing is left of us, and we have extended Mitzrayim Nasani Yad Ashudas Bo'alochim, Avoseinu Chotu, our father's sin, and as a result, Ve'enam, they're no longer, Ve'anachna Avoseim Sabolnu, Avodim Ashubanu Parikim Yadu, Menafshen Lovi Lachmenu, Necher Vamidbar. The very nature of this parak is completely different than the other prokim that I mentioned in Megillas Eicha. And here we also have as well the famous dimui, the famous analogy at the end of the parak. Al zeh yadav eli beinu alei lechashkoinenu al hatzion sheshamim shualim hilchuba. The Gemara has the famous story at the end of Maseches Makos, where the Gemara points out Akiva was laughing, his chaverim were crying when they saw shualim, they saw foxes prowling on the Temple Mount on the Makom HaMikdash. They asked him, "Why are you laughing?" He asked them, "Why are you crying?" They said, "We're crying because here we have a Makom Shomim, an area that's desolate." Rabbi Akiva was laughing because he indicated just as the Nebuah of Churban came to fruition, so too the Nebuah of Nechama will also come to fruition. Ata Hashem, the Olam Teishem, at the end, Kisach Ledor Bador, Lama Lenetzach Tishka Chinu Taz Vinu Lerach Yomim. There will be a Tshuva, Hashiveinu Hashem Elachem, and a Tshuva, Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem. So, here in the end of the Megillah, we have once again hope and salvation that there will be tshuva and Hashem is brach once again and Klal Yisrael will be reunited. There's something very fascinating that I thought would be of value, and this actually is very much related to the keynotes that we say on Tisha B'Av as well. Tisha B'Av we have, as is well known, the recital of keynotes. And to a large extent, the keynotes really are founded upon, really, there are two shlavim mentioned in the keynotes. There are two segments, if you will, that are found in the keynotes. And those two segments are very, very fascinating. Even a very cursory look at keynotes reveals the following. That initially, the keynotes that we say, of course, we're talking about those that are recited in the Ashkenazic tradition, that are recited on Tisha B'Av itself. So we have more or less keynotes that speak to the Churban and the tragedy of the Churban, the Chilul Hashem. We just look down, go from actually one keynote to the next. You'll see in the very beginning, the first keynote, Shabbos, Sur Meni Shimuni Ochrai, Schiyu Mos, Esimuni B'Evi Chaveirai, the idea of Chilul Hashem. And what happened? And then look that there's so many treaties and covenants that Hashem is Barach consummated with us, they all were forgotten. We were those, shall we say, who were certainly in the embrace of Hashem Yisbarach, and now it's all forgotten. Hashem in His anger has sent us in the Golos and forgot about the Chasana that we had in Har Sinai, v'chulu v'chulu. And it continues along those lines. What's happened to the Makom HaMikdash? Unfortunately, we didn't carry out the Tanai, Parsha Bechukosai, and we continue. The Chabdalid, shall we say, Mishmaros of Kahuna, and all the cities of Kohanim, and all the Avodah that was done in the Beis Hamikdash, all that is Chareb. And then from there we go on to the tragedy of Yoshio HaMelech, who could have brought all Klal Yisrael back to Hashem Yisbarach. Unfortunately, he was killed. And we speak about, again, different tragedies that occurred in the context and the course of the Churban HaMikdash. And of course, all that is clearly kino, and there is an element as well of Tzidik HaDin. We have Matzdik Dino, Shakadosh Baruch Hu, L'cha Hashem Atzdaka. We have recognized that it's all due to our sins. And subsequently, we have in the keynotes, we also have a reference to the great Tanoim, or if you will, great Chachmei Ador, great Tamil Chacham, the Asaru Gimalgus, that were killed, Arzi Alvon, Nadir HaTorah, Bali Treis, and Mishnah Gemara, also part of the tragedy of Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av has in it not only elements of Churban, but the Churban of Torah, and the Churban of the great centers of Torah, and the Moslas HaTorah, also is ensconced, and also is memorialized on Tisha B'Av. We have the description of the tragedy that took place in the days of the Middle Ages, and even individual tragedies such as the son and daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol also mentioned. But subsequently, when one continues, then one notices there's a shift. And the shift, of course, that takes place in the middle of the kinos is the shift to Tzion. Namely, we have a series of kinos, some written by Bira Levi, others by other individuals, Tzion Alo Tishali L'Shoma Sivayich, and we have a entire sidra of kinos that basically speak about the beauty of Tzion, Tzion as being a Tziras Pe'er, Chedvas Agudayich, and this, if you will, represents the second shlav of the Sefer of Kinos. And these two shlavim actually are founded upon a very fundamental pasuk that's found here in Megillas Eicha. Take a look for a moment, Megillas Eicha, Perek Aleph. So the Navi Yirmiyahu writes in Pasuk Zayin the following: Zachra Yerushalayim Yimei Anya Umrudeha Kol Machamudeha Asher Hoyula Mimei Kedem. This pasuk actually indicates to us there are two aspects to Yerushalayim that have to be remembered. Namely, one aspect, of course, is Yimei Anya Umrudeha, that referred to, obviously, the Yerushalayim, which in effect is suffering, is full of sorrow, and that has to be certainly underscored, and that's a very fundamental aspect of Yerushalayim. Yimei Anya Umrudeha. But at the same time, we cannot forget the second part of the pasuk, Kol Machamudeha Asher Hayu Mekedem, that of course refers to all the treasures that were hers in the days of old. And those, there are two aspects of Yerushalayim. There are the aspect of Yerushalayim B'tifarto, Yerushalayim in its beauty, Yerushalayim in its splendor, Yerushalayim in all of its majesty, Yerushalayim in all of its grandeur. That's Kol Machmudeh Asher Hayu Mekedem. But there's also, of course, what happened as a result of the Churban Habayis, namely Yimei Anya Merudeha. And in effect, in the kinos, we have both of these shlavim. First, we remember Zachi Yerushalayim Yimei Anya Merudeha, and then we have Kol Machmudeha Asher Hayu Mekedem. So, to a large extent, the model for Sefer Kinos, if you will, the two shlavim, in the, speaking in overall terms, that we find in kinos, is really modeled upon Megillas Eicha. The Megillas Eicha also has a similar kind of division, also similar kind of two shlavim that one can seek if one examines the Megillah in a very careful kind of way. On the one hand, the very beginning of the Megillah speaks about clearly Yimei Anya Merudeha, the days of sorrow and the days of destruction and the Churban of Yerushalayim. But as we continue in the Megillah of Eicha, we notice already we mentioned in Parag Gimel the idea of Ochil. There's something to hope for, that Hashem Yisbarach is going to once again bring us back, and even though we are Schiyu Mot Tisimena B'Kerav Ha'amim, and even though we are wailing, bewailing, lamenting, moaning that which happened, but we continue in Perek Dalid. There again we speak about Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, and we hope Tam Avonet Bas Tzion, and then finally, of course, in Perek Hay, we finally come to the idea of tshuva, the idea of the way Rabbi Akiva expressed at the end of the Gemara in Makis, Al Hatzion Sheshomim Shualim Hilchubo, that ultimately we're going to come to a matzah where Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, and their tefillos will be accepted by Hashem Yisbarach, and they'll once again come back to Tzion. So, to a large extent, the model of kinos, the two shlavim, if you will, that become the two shlavim of Megillas Eicha. And essentially, what we find in Eicha, we find in the kinos. Kinos is largely founded upon that idea that Yisod, the Yisod of that which happened in the Churban, and therefore there's a parallel between Megillas Eicha and the kinos that we say on Tisha B'Av. Overall, we should mention that Eicha, really, the Megillah, is a Megillah that either is a Megillah of Teichacha, according to one man Yamar, or it's a Nevuah of Kina, it's a Nevuah actually of lamentation, of dirges, but which either of the two, there's no question that Megillah of Eicha has to bring a person to a concept, to a notion of tshuva. And it's very interesting that Chazal have in the Medrash a lengthy arichos, and this arichos in effect addresses some of the chatoyim that Klal Yisrael committed. And as a result of those chatoyim, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We know, for example, one of the things that's mentioned, that we killed Zechariah HaNavi, Zechariah ben Yoyada. It's mentioned in Dibur HaYamim. The pasuk says here, in Yehoreg, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf, Yimiyahoreg b'mikdash Hashem koyin minavi. And the way Rashi quotes from Chazal, Ruach HaKodesh b'shivasim b'chinoi lachem sharaktim v'zachari ben Yoyoda. K'mo shekasuv b'divrei hayomim, she'orchicham, Zachari HaNavi gave you tochacha, k'shebaru l'ishtachavus liyosh, v'asu avodah zarah, and he was a koyin, Zachari, he was a navi, you killed him in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. We didn't accept the tochacha of the Nevi'im. And that's one of the major areas that we obviously have to do tshuva for, and to recognize the significance of the Chachamim, of the Nevi'im, whose function primarily is to give us Musa, to actually chastise Klal Yisrael, and to direct Klal Yisrael onto the Derech HaTov. This is something that we did not accept. We even went ahead and Chas V'Shalom did something terribly tragic, killed Zechariah, that the Navi who came to give us the Chacha, we went ahead and eliminated him. And this we see actually in the Pesukim Divrei Hayamim, in Beis, Perek Chavdal, Pasuk Chof, there it mentions that Ruach Elokim Lavshe Zechariah ben Yehoyada Kain Vayamu Meyal Laom Vayimu Lahem Ko Amar Elokim Lamatem Oyvis Mitzvah Hashem Beyal Tatzlichu Ki Azavtem Es Hashem Vayazor Veschem. You've abandoned Hashem, you've deserted Him, as a result it's not going to be good for you. And what do? They went ahead by Yigamu Evem Mitzvah Melech Hatzar Beis Hashem, and in effect He was giving them Musar. Why are you bowing down to Yayash? Why did you make him to Avodah Zarah? And therefore, the role of the Nevi'im is a very critical one. The Nevi'im, in effect, their role is one of Mochichim, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. They are the ones who give us Tochacha. And we see, again, that you have throughout the Megillah of Eicha, you have much Tochacha in many, many different areas that obviously we were unfortunately lax in, and therefore, as a result of that, the Churban came. Let me just end by referring to the psukim at the end of the Megillas Eicha, which of course are the psukim of hope, the psukim of, shall we say, that give us a chizuk. I mentioned the Gemara in Makkos already, but the last psukim read, Ata Hashem li'olam teshev, kisach ledor vador, lama lanetzach tishkachenu, ta'azveinu l'orach yam. This is something that the Ribbono Shel Olam, somehow since you took a shvuah, we have a bris, we have a covenant with Hashem Yisbarach. That covenant can never be undone. And therefore, ultimately we know that since Hashem took a shvua, and since there is a bris that we have with Him, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'noshuva, chadesh emenu kikenim, ki im maos ma'astonu, katzavta leinu ad ma'od, even with all the ketzef, with all the anger that Hashem has on us, we know, this is what we recite, what we say, at the end of the Gila, we are certain that Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'noshuva, chadesh emenu kikenim. Halavai, we should be zocheh, as Chazal comment, that we should be zocheh to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu.